the Himalaya, the name of Himalaya means the abode of snow. Alaya means house. House of snow. In English, you can literally translate Himalaya as Iceland. Iceland is another country. It's a name of Himalaya is Iceland. It is not just another mountain. Among the mountains, Himalaya is the foremost. The Himalayan mountains, among all mountains in the world, it stands out. Himalaya, its length is about 2,400 kilometers. And the width is nearly, extends up to 400 kilometers. The surface area, that area it covers, nearly 600,000 square kilometers. The Himalaya has nearly 50,000 glaciers, and glaciers account for about 10% of Himalayan area. Himalayan area, it's it runs through five countries, starting from Bhutan, Nepal, China, India, and Pakistan. The Himalaya, 55% of Himalaya runs through India. About 30% runs through Nepal, 10% in Bhutan, remaining about 5% in China and Pakistan. The majority is in India. The Himalaya, those who have traveled, nobody can say they have seen Himalayas fully. Himalaya is a mystery. Himalaya has the salient features. It has the longest mountain range. It has the world's the tallest peaks. It is a challenge to even the mountaineers. It houses the exotic herbs. Himalaya is known for highland cultivation. We have seen that one, the cultivation, farming, the highland cultivation, and it is a mystic place. And the people seeking the spirituality go to Himalayas for solace. Himalaya is a source of major rivers in the world, like Ganga, Ganga, Yamuna, and the Yellow River, Brahmaputra. Himalayan rivers supplies fresh water for about 1.3 billion people. 1.3 billion people, it is, it is the lung of the planet Earth. It supports so much the exotic herbs and the vegetation, its biodiversity. Every mountain range has its own biodiversity. So much of the beauty is there. The main aim of our yatra this year was to go to Satopant Lake. Satopant Lake, it is hidden mist of three peaks. One is Nilkant Parvat, and it is behind that one is Kedarnath. And other one is Vasudhara, Mount Vasudhara, another one. Third one is Mount Swargarohan. Three, it is the glaciers are there. Glacier water is feeding into Satopant Lake. From three sides, the beauty of Satopant, even in the frigid cold outside temperature in the winter, maybe minus 20, minus 30, still water doesn't freeze. In the summer months, water doesn't get evaporated. Always it is crystal clear. Water is crystal clear the water is guarded by yakshas. The locals, they say it is guarded by yakshas, the divine beings in the form of birds. If you throw any dirt into that one, they will pick it up. Yakshas' role is to keep it the pristine clean. They talk about on a special occasions like Ekadashi, Purnima and Amavasya, full moon and new moon, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva come there to take a dip. The people, they hear somebody in the early morning when the dawn is still dark. They hear somebody is plunging in and out. They hear. They can't see. They believe because each mountain represents the Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. They believe that somebody is taking a dip. They can hear that one. People, sadhus, go there for this auspicious occasion. After the sound has gone, they want to take a plunge. Water is so crystal clear. Crystal clear when you go there, we are drawn to take a dip in the water. So clean, so we don't mind the cold water. When we went there, water was 2 degrees, but still we did not mind taking a dip. So pure, you naturally drawn to take a dip. The crystal clear, it is talking about when the water is so clear, it draws people towards that one, like-minded people towards that one. Our mind is called as, it's like a lake. It is mind has to be very calm, like yakshas guarding the satopant. Our mind has to be guarded by our akshas. Akshas means senses. You should be make sure that mind is not polluted. Mind is not polluted. When the mind is not polluted, you become a source of inspiration for others. Like the water in Satopant, so crystal clear, so the bluish in color, we could see the bottom of the lake also. When the mind has become very calm and serene, it is, the mind is called as mana, that the lake is called a sarovar, manasa sarovar. Mind becomes a manasa sarovar, so calm. This, like Satopant, we have gone outside. Now, I have to make sure that my manasa sarovar is calm and serene. Like in Manasarovar in Kailas, it is said Hamsa comes there. Hamsa resides in Manasarovar in Kailas. When here mind has become very calm and serene, the Hamsa represents the soul. It represents the spiritual awakening. The Hamsa in us, the bird, the swan, divine swan, takes us to the Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa is called as Supreme Lord, is called as Paramahamsa. When the Manasa Sarovara is there, the spirituality, that represents the awakening of the spirituality, spiritual energy in us. The Shuddha, the purity, we are drawn towards the purity. Patanjali talks about it is Shaucha Santosha, purity, one of the hallmark of the Niyama, hallmark of the Yogi, and he talks about Sattva Shuddho Saumanasya Ekagra Angajaya Atma Darshana Yogyata. Patanjali talks about when the Manasa Sarovara has happened, purity is there, Sattva Shuddhi, mind has become serene. Then Ekagrata, you start getting the focus in life. Now I don't have focus in my life. I'm all over the place because no purity. I can't see the bottom. So much of pollutants have gone in. Ekagrata, you get the focus. Ekagrata and Somanasya, mind is always calm, serene. When the purity is there, you have a happiness within, joy within. You have the focus in life. You get the mastery over your senses. Angajaya. Angajaya, we do the Angajaya program. Angajayatva. You get the mastery over your senses. And Atma Darshana Yogyata. That person becomes fit for God realization. Fit for that. What is the prerequisite for God realization? Patanjali talks about Manasa Sarovara. When it is there, Yogyata Atma Darshana. Atma Darshana Yogyata Va. That person fit for comprehending higher things in life. We can't comprehend higher things in our life because mind is very polluted. Senses everywhere and so much of pollutants. So how can the higher things can dawn in us? Higher things dawn in one who has the purity. Mind has become like a satopant. Mind has become like a satopant, so calm, so clear, then that person becomes the fit for higher things. Yoga. Yoga enables us to clarify our mind. Thus, Manasa Sarovara has to dawn here for that. Through the yoga practice, physically strong, makes us physically strong, mentally strong, spiritually connected, gives us the direction in life, gives us the direction, focus in life, and makes us fit this Hamsa in us, helps us to elevate ourselves towards the Paramahamsa. It is possible our yatra should not end up only as an outward expedition. What did we learn? Is just dipping in satopant, is it the ultimate? Or what is the message it is conveying to us? It is saying that discover the Manasarovar within. Manasarovara, become fit for Atma Darshana. Realizing the divinity, become a fit person for that one. Not just, I want to be fit. Not believing in that one, you have to work towards that one. When it happens, that the Hamsa in you elevates you to Paramahamsa.